请我们看提摩太后书。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy.
第四章。
Chapter 4.
我们从第一节念到第八节。
We read from verse 1 through verse 8.
提摩太后书第四章。
2 Timothy chapter 4.
第一节念到第八节。
Verses 1 through 8.
我在神面前，并在将来审判活人死人的基督耶稣面前，凭着他的显现和他的国度祝福你。
I testify before God and Christ Jesus, who is about to judge living and dead, and by his appearing and his kingdom.
务要传道，无论得势不得势，总要专心，并有不半的忍耐，各样的教训。责备人，警戒人，劝勉人。
Proclaim the word, be urgent in season and out of season. Convict, rebuke, encourage with all long suffering and doctrine.
因为时候要到，人必厌烦纯正的道理，耳朵放羊，就随从自己的情欲，增添好些事故。
For the time shall be when they will not hear sound teaching.But according to their own lusts, will heap up to themselves teachers, having an itching ear.
并且掩耳不听正道，偏想虚荒谬的言语。
And they will turn away their ear from the truth, and will have turned aside to fables.
你却要凡事谨慎，忍受苦难，做传道的功夫，尽你的职分。
But thou,Be sober in all things, bear evils, do the work of an evangelist, fill up the full measure of thy ministry.
我现在被浇奠，我立誓的时候到了。
For I am already being poured out, and the time of my release is come.
那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了。
And I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith.
从此以后，有公义的冠冕为我存留，就是按着公义审判的主，到了那日要赐给我的，不但赐给我，也赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。
Henceforth, the crown of righteousness is laid up for me.Which the Lord, the righteous judge, will render to me in that day, but not only to me, but also to all who love his appearing.
我们一同在这里看提摩太后书。
We have been studying together the 2 Timothy.
因为我们感觉提摩太后书对于我们今天有十分亲切的关系。
Because we think 2 Timothy has very intimate relationship with our time now.
我们如果要在这个时代，在神的面前能忠心维持他的见证。
If we want this day to be faithful to his testimony,
我们必须要在提摩太后书的里面得着我们的帮助。
We have to gain help from the 2 Timothy.
巴不得提摩太后书里面的话一句一句能进到我们心的深处。
We hope every word in 2 Timothy can enter into the depth of our heart.
借着圣灵在我们里面的工作，叫这些的话语成为我们的生活。
Through the Holy Spirit who works within us, that these words can become our lives.
叫我们在这幕后一段的路程上能荣耀我们的主。
That in our last path, we can glorify our Lord.
我们知道提摩太后书乃是保罗最幕后的一封书信。
We know that 2 Timothy is the last letter of Paul.
这个是在他快要离开世界之前所写的最后的一封。
This is the last letter which he wrote before he was just about to leave the world.
我们知道这一封的书信可以说是他临别的箴言。
Then we can say that this is his last word that he gave before he leaves.
在圣经的里面，我们在好些的地方有看见类似的话语。
And in the Bible, we have seen throughout words that are similar to in this chapter.
比方说，在创世纪第四十九章。
For example, in Genesis chapter 49,
我们知道雅各他经过了他一生的年日。
When Jacob had passed all his life,
到他最后的那个时候,
and in his last period,
他就把他的儿子们召聚在他的跟前,
he gathered his sons before him,
他就对他们讲到幕后的日子, 他们要怎样。
He spoke to them what's going to happen to them in the last days.
这个是雅各最宝贵的话语。
And those are the most precious words out of Jacob.
他把这些的预言赐给他的众子。
He gave those prophecies to his sons.
然后他就扶着他的杖头来敬拜神。
Then he worshipped God on top of his staff.
我们也看见，在那个生命记里面。
And we know also in Deuteronomy,
在生命记第三十三章的里面,
in chapter 33 of Deuteronomy,
神要他的仆人摩西去了,
and God was to take away Moses, his servant.
所以摩西在他最后的那一个时候,
so in the last days of Moses,
他就在那里对以色列的百姓说最后的话语。
He said the last words to the people of Israel.
他对十二个支派给他们最后主的祝福。
He gave the last blessing from God to the 12 tribes.
然后他就到尼伯的山上去。
Then he went to the mountain of Nebo.
神给他看见那一个牛奶玉米应许之地。
And God showed him the promised land which is filled of milk and honey.
然后他就死在尼伯的山上。
Then he died on that mountain.
我们也看见在约书亚记的里面。
We also see the book of Joshua.
当约书亚他带领以色列的百姓进了迦南地之后。
So after Joshua led the Israelites into Canaan.
当他晚年快要离开世界的时候。
In his last days when he was about to leave the world.
他也召集以色列人。
He also gathered the Israelites.
他也对他们说最后的话语。
He also said the last words to them.
他告诉他们说，至于我和我的家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
He told them that as for me and my house, we shall serve the Lord.
然后他就回到神那里去了。
Then he went back to God.
我们看到在列王记上第二章。
And we also see in the Second Kings.The Kings chapter 2.
我们同时也看见在历代志上第二十九章。
And also in the Chronicles, the First Chronicle chapter 29.
这是神的仆人大卫他快要离开世界的时候。
And this is when David, God's servant, was about to leave the world.
他就在那里说他临终的话语。
He also said his last words.
他鼓励他的儿子所罗门要刚强壮胆。
He encouraged his son Solomon to be brave and to be courageous.
要起来完成圣殿的工作。
And to rise up to finish the temple.
如果他一生遵行神的旨意。
If he followed the will of God all his life.
神的应许就要世世代代在他的家中。
And the promise of God will be within this house through ages.
然后神的仆人摩西就去了。
And then David.
大卫就去了。
And then David, God's servant, went to God.
在新约的里面，我们也看见这样的光景。
And in the New Testament, we see the same thing.
当我们的主耶稣他快要离开这个世界的时候。
When our Lord Jesus was about to leave this world.
我们知道他与他的门徒聚集在一起。
And he gathered his disciples together.
他与他们有最后那个晚餐。
And he had the last supper with them.
他爱他们就爱他们到底。
He loved them and loved them to the end.
所以我们记得在约翰十三章里面。
So we remember in John chapter 13.
他怎样把他的外衣脱掉，锁上这个毛巾。
How he took off his robe and tied himself with a towel,
把水倒在盆里面来洗他门徒的脚。
And pour the water into a basin to wash the feet of his disciples.
他告诉他们说，我是你们的父子，我是你们的主。
He tell them that I will be your support, I will be your Lord.
我是你们的父子，我是你们的主。
I am your support, I am your Lord.
但是我替你们洗脚。
But I wash your hands, I wash your feet.
你们也要彼此洗脚。
And you shall wash each other's feet.
你们也要彼此相爱。
And you shall love each other.
然后从十四章一直到十六章。
And from chapter 14 through 16.
他说，你们心里不要忧愁。
He says, do not be sorrowful.
我去，我还要来到你们中间。
Even I leave, I will come back to you.
我去，我要求父的父。
And when I leave, I will ask my Father
差遣另外的一位保惠师来
to send another comforter.
他不但与你们在一起，他要住在你们的里面。
Not only he will be with you, he will dwell in you.
主说我永远不离开你们。
The Lord said, I will never forsake you.
并且到了十七章的时候
chapter 17,
他就把他的门徒们一同带到父的面前。
He brought his disciples before his father.
不但是当初那十一个门徒，
not only that 11 disciples,
也是所有听他们的话而信主的人，
but all others who have heard their word and believed in the Lord.
也是包括今天我们在这里的众弟兄姊妹。
It even includes you and me here.
我们的主把我们众人带到他父亲的面前。
Our Lord bring all of us before his father.
他在父的面前为我们祷告。
And he prayed before his father for us.
他祷告说，我们这些的人不属于这个世界。
He said, we do not belong to this world.
虽然我们在这个世界上，
although we are in this world,
但是我们不属于这个世界。
But we do not belong to this world.
乃是他从世界里把我们拣出来的人。
That he has picked us out from this world.
他也为我们祷告说，
And he also prayed for us.
他与父怎样是一。
How he and his father are one.
他要我们这一般信他的人在他的里面也是合而为一。
And he want all of us who believe in him can also be in unity in him.
我们在他的里面那么的一。
And we are in such a unity.
叫世界上的人能看出来。
So that the world can see.
神是把他差到这个世上来。
That God has sent him to this world.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
在世界的上面，
in this world,
每一个人都是不同的。
Every person is different.
我们有不同的背景。
We have different backgrounds.
我们有不同的带领。
We have different leading.
我们有不同的习惯。
We have different customs.
我们有不同的学习。
We have different learning.
我们有不同的看法。
We have different opinions.
有不同的国家。
We have different nationalities.
有不同的民族。
Different races.
有世界上没有两个人是相同的。
There are not two persons in the world that are alike.
但是神在这里做了一件奇妙的事。
But God has done here a very amazing thing.
把我们这些不同的人在他自己的生命的里面。
That in his own life he has brought all of us who are different.
把我们这些不同的人在他的生命的里面。
That he took all of us who are different into his life.
在圣灵和生命的里面把他们把我们合而为一。
And in life and in spirit he has made us one.
这个是世界上从来没有看见的东西。
And this is something which was never found on this world.
这个也是世界上没有一个人能做得到。
And this is something no one in this world can do.
如果人要所有的人都一的话，
If somebody wants the all people to be one,
他只有一个办法。
He has only one means.
他用他强暴的力量来统一这个世界。
He has to use his own violence to unify the world.
要每一个人都像他一样。
So that everyone will be like him.
不准有与他不同的地方。
He doesn't allow anybody to be different.
这一个是统一。
And this is a unification.
这是外面的统一。
And this is outward unification.
这不是里面的合一。
And this is not the unity inside.
但是我们的主做了一件奇妙的事。
But our Lord has done a very wonderful thing.
虽然我们有许多的不同。
Although we have many differences.
并且有许多的不同还能继续在那里。
And that differences can still continue.
但是有一个也超越了一切的不同。
But there is one unity that has surpasses all the differences.
叫我们真正在他的爱里面合而为一。
So that we can truly one, be one in his love.
这个叫世界能看出他是神所差来的。
So that the world can see he is indeed sent by God.
这个就是教会的见证。
And this is the testimony of the church.
教会的见证在消极的方面。
On the negative side, the testimony of the church is
乃是与世界分别的。
It is to be separated, different from the world.
它不是属于这个世界。
She does not belong to this world.
凡是世界所有的，她没有。
Whatever the world has, she doesn't have.
凡是她所有的，世界没有。
Whatever she has, the world doesn't have.
因着教会是神自主把它分别成圣的。
Because the church is separated to be holy by God.
这一个是教会消反这个。消极的见证。
And this is the testimony on the negative side.
就是说我们与你们是不同的。
It is to say we are different than you.
但是教会还有一个积极的见证。
But the church also has a testimony on the positive sense.
我们是许多不同的人，我们都是一。
We who are different, we are but one.
我们都是同的。
We are all the same.
这一个就是教会在地上的见证。
And this is the testimony of the church on this earth.
因为这样的见证是见证耶稣实在是主。
This testimony is to say that Jesus is indeed the Lord.
所以我们的主在这幕后的时候也给了我们最宝贝的教训。
So at the very last days, the Lord has given us this very precious teaching.
给我们最宝贝的榜样。
The very precious example.
他在我们身上有最大的盼望。
He has the greatest hope on us.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这一个老年的保罗。
This old Paul.
这个老的战士。
This is old soldier.
他一生在那里侍奉主。
He has served the Lord all his life.
现在到了他最末后的时候了。
Now it comes to the end of his days.
所以他就写了这封提摩太后书。
So he wrote his second letter to Timothy.
给他说亲爱的儿子提摩太。
To his dear son Timothy.
这一个是他临别的话语。
This is his last words before he leaves.
也可以说是他的遗嘱。
In another word, this is his will.
他要告诉他的儿子究竟应当如何。
He wants to tell his son what he should be.
我们知道一个人到最后的时候。
We know a man when he comes to his last days.
他知道他快要去见主了。
He knows that he is going to see the Lord.
他如果在那里说话。
If when he speaks.
他一定不会说那一些无关紧要的话语。
He will not speak about irrelevant things.
他一定要把他心里头，在他心里深处最宝贝的话说出来。
He has to speak out the most precious thing in his heart.
所以当保罗他要把他最末后的话向他儿子说的时候。
So when Paul is about to tell his last words to his son.
我们知道这些的话是在他心的深处的。
We know that these words are in the depth of his heart.
这些的话是从他心的深处倾倒出来的。
These words were poured out. from
death of his heart.
That everyone is with tear and with blood.
这是何等宝贝的话语。
And those are very precious words.
所以那个, 光景是非常的严肃。
So this is a very serious matter.
现在他要说他最后的话了。
Now he's going to speak his last words.
他说我在神面前,
He said, before God,
并在将来审判活人死人的基督耶稣面前,
and before Christ Jesus, who is about to judge living and dead,
凭着他的显现和他的国度祝福你,
and by his appearing and by his kingdom, blessed, I tell you.
这是一个何等严肃的场面,
and this is a very serious scene.
他说我现在要祝福你了。
He said, now I want to tell you.
我是在神的面前。
And I tell you before God.
我是在那审判活人死人的基督耶稣的面前。
And I tell you before Jesus Christ, who is going to judge the living and the dead.
是凭着他的显现和国度。
And by his appearing and his kingdom.
我要把这些的话告诉你。
And I want to tell you these words.
弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and sisters,
保罗是一个活在神面前的人。
Paul is the one that lived before God.
从大马士的路上, 他被主遇见之后,
and after he was met by the Lord on the road to Damascus,
他就活在神的面前。
He has been living before God.
他天天见神的面,
and daily he sees the face of God.
他是活在神的面光中的人,
and he sees before the light of the face of God.
他是一个慈礼在神面前的人,
and he is the one standing before God.
他是要讨神喜悦的人,
and he is the one pleasing God.
他不讨人的喜悦,
he does not please men.
他就是要讨神的喜悦,
he only pleases God.
他是一个在神面前
And he is the one who lived before God.
我们记得在创世纪十七章里面,
we remember in Genesis chapter 17,
第十七章第一节,
verse 1,
神对亚伯拉罕说,
God spoke to Abraham,
你要行走在我的面前做一个完全的人,
you have to walk before me and be perfect.
保罗实在是行走在神面前的人,
and Paul was indeed walking before God.
因着行走在神的面前, 他做一个完全的人,
because he walked before God, he was a perfect man.
当然我们知道圣经里的完全是什么意思,
of course we know what is the meaning of perfection in the Bible.
圣经里的完全不是 sinless perfection, 不是完全没有罪,
perfection in the Bible doesn't mean sinless perfection.
圣经里头这个完全是指做长成的意思。
Perfection in the Bible means maturity.
他一直在神的面前长大。
And he grew up before God.
他不是停留在哪一个阶段里面。
He did not stop at any stage.
他越过越长大像我们的主。
And more, he grew up like our Lord. And more, he was conformed to the image of the Son of God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
我们怎么能被磨成神儿子的形象呢?
How can we be conformed to the image of the Son of God?
你知道这是神对于我们每一个人的心意。
We know that this is the heart of God for every one of them, every one of us.
因为罗马第八章告诉我们说,
because this is said in Romans chapter 8,
凡是神所预先知道的人,
what God has foreknown,
他就预先定规,
he has predestined,
要他们被磨成他儿子的形象,
for them to be conformed to the image of the Son of God.
因为只有他儿子的形象才配与他的儿子联合,
because only the image of his Son is qualified to be united with his Son.
神要为他的儿子预备一个配偶,
God wants to prepare a bride for his Son.
这个配偶必定要与他相配的。
And this bride has to be a match to him.
所以神的旨意就是说,
so the will of God is to say,
每一个被他拣选的人,
everyone who was chosen by him.
他要呼召他们。
And he has to call them.
所有被他呼召的人。
All who have been called.
他要称他们为义。
He will justify them.
所有被他称义的人。
All who are justified.
他都要他们得着荣耀。
He wants to glorify them.
什么是荣耀呢？
What is glory?
荣耀就是神的自己。
Glory is God himself.
荣耀就是神的生命。
Glory is the life of God.
荣耀就是神的性格。
Glory is the character of God.
荣耀就是我们的主。
Glory is our Lord.
所以在神的旨意的里面。
Therefore, in the will of God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我一直感谢我的神。
I really thank my God.
因为他既然拣选了我们。
Because since he has chosen us.
他就不会放我们的手。
And he would not let us go.
他一定要在我们身上工作。
He will work in us.
他不但称我们为义。
He not only justifies us.
他一定要做到我们是荣耀的。
And he will work until we are in glory.
我们个人是荣耀的。
And we individually are glorious.
我们教会是荣耀的教会。
The church is a glorious church.
这个是神的旨意。
This is the will of God.
这个是他必定要做的工作。
This is something that he is for sure going to do.
但是如果要这个工作完成的话，
But for the work to be completed,
在我们这一边，
On our side,
我们应当活在神的面前。
We have to live before God.
如果我们天天活在神的面前，
If we live before God daily,
好像哥林多后书第三章所说的，
As in 2 Corinthians chapter 3,
我们藏着我们的脸，
We have our open face,
我们在神面前没有什么掩蔽的，
And there's nothing that we are hiding before God,
我们藏着我们的脸，
That we open our face,
我们观看他的面，
That we gaze upon his face,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
如果我们天天看他的面，
If we gaze upon his face,
我们就要起变化。
And then we will be transformed.
圣灵又叫我们在我们里面要做工。
And the Holy Spirit will work in us.
荣上加荣。
Glory upon glory.
把我们变成他儿子的形象。
Transform us into the image of his son.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
这是神的心意。
This is the heart of God.
要神的心意完成的话。
In order for the will of God to be accomplished.
我们必须活在神的面前。
We need to live before God.
我们必须天天见他的面。
We need to see him every day.
如果神向我们掩面的话，
If God hides his face from us,
我们就如同死人一样。
We are like dead men.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们要寻求神的面。
We have to seek his face.
诗篇告诉我们说，
The psalm tells us,
神说你们要寻求我的面。
God says you have seek my face.
我的心对神说，
My heart speak to God.
我真是要寻求你的面。
I truly want to seek your faith.
巴不得在我们每一个人的里面。
In everyone's heart.
我们不见人的面不要紧。
It is not, doesn't matter if we don't see man's face.
或者我们少见一点人的面更好。
It doesn't matter if we don't see man's face often.
我们不见自己的面也不要紧。
It doesn't matter if we don't see our own face.
少看一点镜子或者更好。
It's maybe even better if we don't look at the mirror for ourselves.
但是我们需要天天见我们父神的面。
But every day we need to see the face of our Father.
因为哪一天我们不能见他的面。
Because if there's one day we don't see his face,
我们就像死人一般。
We are like dead men.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
保罗他是站在神面前的人。
Paul stood before God.
他用清洁的良心来侍奉神。
He served his God with a pure conscience.
他天天见神的面。
And daily he saw the face of God.
他不允许有什么东西在那里叫他与神间隔。
He doesn't allow anything to be in between him and God.
所以当他快要去见主的时候。
So when he was just about to see the Lord.
他里面是坦然的。
And in him it was clear.
因为这个面不是生疏的。
Because this face is not a stranger's face.
因为他天天见神的面。
Because he saw the face of God every day.
如果要去见神的话，这是他最高兴的事情。
And to see the face of God is joy for him.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers, sisters.
他说，我在神的面前。
He said, before God.
我在神的面前在那里盯着你。
I Before God, I remind you.
不但这样。
Not only that.
他说我也是在那将来审判活人死人的基督耶稣的面前。
He also, this is before Christ Jesus, who is about to judge the living and the dead.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers, sisters,
我们知道神不审判人
We know that God will not judge man
神已经把审判的权柄给了他的儿子
God is already, has already given the authority of judgment to his son
你记得在约翰第五章二十二节里面
Remember in John 5:22
我们的主说父已经把审判的权柄交给了我
Our Lord said that Father has already given me the authority of judgment.
我们的主乃是审判的主。
Our Lord is a judging Lord.
感谢赞美神。
We thank and praise God.
他自己为我们受了审判。
He himself is judged for us.
他在十字架上为我们受了审判。
He has been judged on the cross for us.
所以今天我们信他的人就不会再受将来白色宝座的审判。
So we who have believed him will not be judged before the white throne.
有一天，这个天地都要废去。
One day the heaven and earth will disappear.
一个白色的宝座要设立。
A white throne will be established.
所有死了的人都要复活。
All the dead shall be resurrected.
每一个人都要在这个白色宝座的面前。
And everyone shall stand before this white throne.
按着每一个人的案卷。
And according to the record, his own record.
你知道在神的面前我们每一个人都有一个案卷。
We know that before God, every one of them has a record.
这个案卷比这个 FBI 的案卷不晓得要完全多少。
And this record of us is more complete than the FBI files.
我们一生都在那个案卷的里面。
And our whole life is in that record.
要按着每一个人的 record, 神主我们的主要在宝座上来审判我们。
Now, according to every record, the Lord is going to judge us from that throne.
感谢赞美神。
But we thank and praise
our God. 虽然我们也有这一个案卷在那里。
Although we have our record there.
恐怕这个案卷很厚很厚的。
And maybe this record is really deep.
但是因着我们主耶稣的宝血就一概洗净了。
But because of the blood of our Lord Jesus, all this is cleansed.
这个案卷是空白的。
And this record is empty.
所以我们信主耶稣基督的人。
So we who have believed in Lord Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，这是何等的恩典啊。
Dear brothers and sisters, what a grace is this.
我们不在白色的宝座前受生永生永世的审判。
So we shall no longer be judged before the white throne of this judgment of eternal life or eternal death.
感谢赞美主。
We thank and praise our Lord.
我们如果信他的话，
If we believe in him,
我们已经出死入生了。
We have come out of death and enter into life.
我们就不再受白色宝座的审判了。
And we will no longer be judged before the white throne.
但是这是不是说？
But isn't it to say
我们就没有审判了呢?
That there's no judgment for us?
这里告诉我们说,
Here it tells us,
我在将来要审判活人死人的基督耶稣面前。
Now I stand before the Christ Jesus who is going to judge living and dead.
虽然白色宝座的审判已经过去了,
Although the judgment of the white throne is already passed,
我们现在是神家里的人。
Now we are members of his household.
但是家里也有家法的。
But in a house there is the rule of the house.
虽然不是宝座的审判,
Although this is not the judgment of the white throne,
但是有基督台前的审判。
But there is the judgment before the seat of Christ.
圣经告诉我们说,
That the Bible tells us,
我们有一天,
one day,
就是我们信主的人,
we the believers,
都要站在基督的台前,
we have to stand before the seat of Christ,
照着我们所行的要受审判,
and we shall be judged according to our works,
不是白色的宝座,
this is not the white throne,
不是生死的审判。
This is not a judgment of life or death.
乃是基督的台前。
But this is before the seat of Jesus.
什么叫做基督的台前呢？
What is the seat of Christ?
台前呢，乃是有它的背景的。
And there is a background here.
因为在东方的国家都是大家庭的制度。
Because in the eastern countries, it's big families.
现在不是了，从前是。
It used to be like that, although no longer true.
我小的时候还是。
When I was young, it was like that.
我们一家四代住在一个屋子里头。
The four generations live under one roof.
连出嫁的姑妈也住在家里。
And my aunt who has been married out, she still lives inside.
所以中国本来好像犹太人一样的。
So China used to be like just like the Jewish tradition.
我们是一个大家庭的制度。
This is a system of large families.
那么大家庭里面当然人数是很多的。
And of course there are many people in the big family.
那么当然那个祖父啊就是家长了。
The grand family is the head of the house.
他是全家之主。
And he is the master of the house.
那么过了一段的时间。
After a while.
他要召集一个家庭会议。
He has to call a family meeting.
所有家里大大小小的人都要围集在一个大的房间里面。
And all of the members of the family, young or old, have to come to this big room.
那么在这个房子里面，像这个房子一样，有一个台在那里。
And just like in this room, there is a platform.
就是比地面稍微高一点就是。
And a little taller than the level ground.
那么这一个家长啊，族长啊，就坐在这个台上。
This the head of the family sits on top of this platform.
所有家里的人都站在他的面前。
And every member of the family stands before him.
如果你不是生在那个家里头的
，If you're not born in that family,
你没有资格参加这个会议。
Not qualified to even attend that meeting.
只有生在这家里的人。
Only those who were born in this family.
就有资格。
Have the qualification.
并且也必须要参加这个家庭的会议。
And has the necessity to attend this family meeting.
那么这个家庭会议做什么呢？
And what do we do in this family meeting?
这个族长就在那个时候。
The head of the house at that time.
如果在这个家族的里面有一个孩子，
if there's a child in this family,
他做了一些臃肿扰主的事情，
and he does something which glorifies his ancestors.
那么他在那个会议的里面，
then he in that meeting,
在他的台前，
and before his seat,
他就要赞扬这个孩子。
And this the head of the family is going to glorify this child.
并且要奖赏他。
Praise him and give him reward.
如果家里出来个败子，
if there is a bad kid in the house,
他羞辱了这个家的名字，
and he has put the name of the family in shame.
就在家里众人的面前，
then before everybody,
他要提起他所做的事，
he's going to mention what he did,
并且他要责备他，
and he's going to blame him,
甚至于要刑罚他，
and some even punish him.
这一个就是台前的背景。
And this is the background of this scene.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
我们感谢赞美主。
We praise and thank our God.
因着我们信主耶稣的缘故，
because we have believed in our Lord Jesus,
我们已经逃避了将来的愤怒了。
We have avoided fled from this anger which is in the future.
我们已经逃避了那个白色宝座的审判。
We have avoided this trial before the white throne.
那么有的人就这样想了。
And some feel this way.
反正我已经逃避了将来的愤怒了。
Now that I have avoided this anger in the future.
那么现在我可以随随便便了。
And now I can do what I want.
那我现在可以称心所欲了。
And I can do whatever I wish.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
小心一点。
Be careful.
不错，你已经逃避了将来的愤怒。
Indeed, you have avoided the wrath which is in the future.
但是现在你是神家里的人了。
But now you are a member of the God's family.
如果你是神家里的人，
if you are a member of God's family,
你要看见家里还是有家法的。
You have to see in the family there's a family rule.
我们还有个家主在那里。
We still have a lord of the house.
这个家主他还是要来看守。
The Lord of the house is still going to examine.
你做了这一家的儿女之后,
and after you have become a child of this family,
你是荣耀这个家呢, 或者你羞辱这个家?
Are you glorifying this family, or are you putting this name of family in shame?
在基督的台前都要显明出来。
And all this will be made manifest before the seed of Christ.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
不但神对世界的审判今天不清楚
，and not only it is not clear what God will judge the world.
神已经定了这个世界的罪
，and God has already condemned this world.
但是他没有马上执行
，but He did not execute His
punishment. 所以世界上以为说，没有审判
，so the world may feel that there is no judgment.
照样。
Same.
今天在神的家中
in the house, in the family of God,
因为主的手在我们身上不是那么的快
because the hand of the Lord is not that swift on us.
他还在那里宽容我们
He is still tolerating us.
盼望我们能悔改
and tolerating us so that we can repent.
我们不要以为说就没有基督的台前
Let's not think that there's not the judgment seat before Christ.
他是给我们机会可以悔改。
He gives us chance to repent.
到了有一天
One day,
当我们的主回来的时候
When our Lord returns,
他从天上的宝座来到空中
He comes down from the throne in heaven to before us.
那么你看见在帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章告诉我们
You see in the Thessalonians chapter 4.
所有活着死了在基督里死了的人都要复活
And all these who have died in Christ shall rise.
所有活着还存留的人都要变化
And all these who are living and still stayingThey will be transformed.
哎呀，感谢主。
We thank our Lord.
有的活着已经不存留了。
Some who are living is not existing.
因为他们已经去了。
Because they are already gone.
但是所有活着还存留的人也都要变化。
But those who are still living and still existing, they will be changed.
他们都要到空中与主相遇。
They will be taken up to meet the Lord.
哎呀，我们常常想到说，到空中与主相遇，这是何等快乐的事。
And sometimes we think how joyful it would be when we are taken up to meet the Lord.
慢一慢。
But slowly.
恐怕到空中与主相遇的时候。
Maybe when we are taken up to meet the Lord.
有的人要大声的痛苦、啊、
some will weep and cry
因为什么
why
因为基督的台前就设在空中
because the seat the judgment seat of Christ is in there
在那个时候主要审判他自己家里的人
then the Lord is going to judgeThe people of his own household.
有的人要得做称赞
Some will be praised.
要得做奖赏
Some will be rewarded.
但是有的人
But some
要丢在黑暗的里面
Will be thrown into darkness.
要咬牙切齿
And gnashing of their teeth.
那个不是只做不信的人说的
And these are not referring to the unbelievers.
今天许多的人以为说这是不信的人
So oftentimes people think that thoserefer to the unbelievers.
但是圣经说他是仆人。
But Bible says those are the servants.
他是童女。
Those are the virgins.
他是属于主的人。
Those are the ones that belong to the Lord.
在那个时候他要痛悔。
At that point, he will truly repent.
为着贪求世界一世的快乐。
Because he for the pleasure of the world.
为着要满足肉体一世的情欲。
In order to satisfy the lust of the flesh.
竟然失去了这样的荣耀
and they lose such glory
不是不得救
it is not that you are not saved
但是这样的人是静静得救
but these people are merely saved
像哥林多前书第三章所说的
as in 1 Corinthians chapter 3
到了那个时候有火要显现
and at that time the fire will be manifest
这个火是什么呢
what is this fire
神就是那个烈火
And God is that fire.
他的性情,
And his nature
就是那个火
is that fire
要显现
it is going to appear
要查验个人的工程
to examine the works of everyone
你知道不知道啊
you know
你天天在那里建造啊
and every day you are building
不知不觉的里面
and unconsciously
你在那里建造
you are building
有的人用金银宝石来建造
some build with the gold and the precious stone
有的人用草木禾秸来建造
some with the haze and stubble
但是到了火显现的时候
when the fire appears
那一切都要显明了
all will be manifest
有的人所有的工程都烧掉了
some all his building will be burned up
你一生从新竹到建筑里面一生都是浪费
and the whole life between the time that you were born into the Lord to the time you see the Lord the whole life is wasted
虽然得救仅仅得救
although you are saved but it's merely saved
但是有的人像金银宝石一样
but some like gold, silver and precious stone
经过那个火的一千年的时候
and when it is tested by this fire
里面的荣耀就显出来
the glory shines forth
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
dear brothers and sisters
保罗他天天活在基督的台前
and Paul every dayLives before the judgment seat of Christ.
他天天让天基督台前的亮光来指引他的道路。
Every day it is the light before the judgment seat of Christ that leads his way.
所以他能坦然去见主的面。
So he can come to see the face of the Lord with a clear heart.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
我们是不是天天活在？审判台前的亮光中
Brothers and sisters, are we living every day before this light of the judgment seat of Christ?
或者我们的背向着这个光
Or are we turning back toward this light?
我们愿意在黑暗的里面
And we're willing to stay in darkness.
我们不愿意在光中行
We are not willing to walk in that light.
保罗说
Paul said,
我在神的面前
before God,
在将来审判活人死人的基督耶稣面前
before Jesus Christ, who is about to judge the living and dead,
弟兄姊妹，这是何等严肃的事情
Brothers and sisters, how serious is this matter?
他不止
Not only that,
他还要加上去
He adds one thing more.
他说我凭着他的显现和国度
He says, by his appearing and kingdom.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,This appearance is to say that he will come down from heaven onto this earth.
当他这样显现的时候
When he so appears,
他的国度就要降临
His kingdom will come.
世上的国要成了我主和基督的国
The whole nations on earth will become this kingdom of our Lord and our Christ.
感谢赞美神
We thank and praise God.
我们的主显现的日子近了
The day of the appearance of our Lord is at hand.
他像我们弟兄所说的
As our brother said.
从花果树来学一个比喻
That we learn learn from the fig tree.
你看见那发嫩张叶的时候
And when the fig tree becomes budding and grow leaves.
本来是连根都死掉的
Now, originally the root was dead.
现在一个神迹来了
Now here is a miracle.
它发嫩张叶了
Now it buds, it becomes to show leaves.
你们知道夏天近了
You know, summer is at hand.
你们看见这些的事情
When you see these things,
就知道我人子近了
You know that the Son of Man is at hand.
已经在门口了
It is at the door.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
东方的国家
In the eastern countries,
我们的房子与西方的房子不同
The house there is different from the western houses.
你到一个西方的房子里头去
If you come to a western house,
一开大门就是里面了
And when you open the door, you see the inside.
但是在东方不是这样。
But in the eastern, it's different.
如果你要到一个人家里去的话
If you come to his house,
你要经过几道的门。
You have to pass through several gates.
外面有个外援。
And outside is outer court.
有个围墙在那里。
It's a wall.
有个大门在那里。
It's a big door.
但是住在门后面的是门房。
And what lived behind this gate is a gatekeeper.
不是家里的人。
Is not a member of the house.
那么你打门进去了。
If you knock at the door,
你还没有到家。
You're not in the house yet.
如果你这个家越贵重。
But if your house is rich,
那这个门啊，一道又一道。
And then you have several gates.
一进又一进。
Several gates.
那经过几个门，你才能到家里。
And you have to enter the house through several gates.
所以在原文里头，这个门是多数的。
So in the original language, this door is doors.
At the doors.
At the doors.
已经在门许多的门口了。
It is at the doors.
大门已经到了。
And it's already past the big gate.
我们不知道现在是第几道门了。
We don't know at what door he is.
但是我们知道是近了。
But we know he is near.
我们的主快来了。
Our Lord is just at, about to come.
就要降临。
The kingdom is coming.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹啊。
Brothers and sisters.
这是何等严肃的事情啊。
How serious is this matter?
你记得吗？
Do you remember?
当主第一次来的时候。
The first time when Lord came.
约翰在那里讲什么？
What did John say?
人都在那里睡觉。
And people are sleeping.
使徒约翰大声地呼喊。
But John the Baptist cried out.
天国近了。
The kingdom is near.
你们应当悔改。
You shall repent.
你们不能这样糊里糊涂地下去了。
You cannot be just like this.
你们不能装家作事了。
You cannot pretend.
现在要认真啊。
Now you have to be serious.
因为天国近了。
Because the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
当主第二次要来的时候。
When the Lord comes the next time.
那个天国到了。
That kingdom is here.
这是何等严肃的事情。
This is such a serious matter.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
保罗说我是凭着这些来祝福你。
Paul said, I remind you, I tell you according to all this.
你知道他那个时候的心情。
You know his heart.
是何等的沉重。
It's such a burden.
他看到国度就要来。
He has seen that the kingdom is coming.
他看到这个危险的日子。
And he sees the dangerous time.
他看到人的耳朵都发痒了。
He sees the ears of men are itching.
真理都被埋没了。
And the truth seems to be buried.
许多人都退缩了。
And many have withdrawn.
主的见证好像摇摆了。
The testimony of God seems to be wavering.
哎呀，他心里实在是沉重。
He really has a heavy burden in his heart.
所以他在那里叮嘱他的儿子。
So he is reminding his son.
不能随便了。
You cannot be just like this.
不能放松了。
You cannot let loose.
不能马虎了。
You cannot just let.
这个不是退后的时候。
And this is not a time to withdraw.
你务要传道。
You have to preach.
这里说你要传扬话。
Here it says to proclaim the word.
传扬神的话。
Proclaim the word of God.
因为在这个时候。
Because at this time.
神的话已经给人不晓得弄得什么样子。
The word of God has been abused by men.
在提摩太前书的时候。
In 1 Timothy.
不过有几个人在那里传奇异的道理。
Only few people are proclaiming strange doctrines.
但是现在呢。
But now.
现在人的耳朵都发痒了。
The men's ears are itching.
因为神的话是刺人的耳朵的。
Because the word of God pierced to men's ears.
神的话是扎人的心的。
The word of God really pierced to the heart of man.
所以人不喜欢听神的话。
And therefore men do not want to hear the word of God.
他的耳朵发痒。
Their ears are itching.
他喜欢听他要听的话语。
They like to hear what they want to hear.
因为他也喜欢听要听的话。
Because he wants to hear only what he wants to hear.
随着他情欲的话语。
And according to his lust.
所以就有一般的人起来。
So there are some people.
来传这种的话语。
To preach such kind of word.
荒谬无比。
Fables,
把他们带到黑暗的里面去。
You bring them into darkness.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，brothers sisters,
在这样的时候
，at this time,
神的话是何等的重要。
The word of God is so important.
因为神的话。
Because the word of God
就是神的见证
is the testimony of God.
神的话是为我们的主做见证
The word of God gives testimony to our Lord.
所以保罗对提摩太说
So Paul told Timothy,
你一定要维持主的见证
You have to keep the testimony of our Lord.
无论得失不得失
No matter whether it's in season or out of season.
你不要看环境
But do not look at surroundings.
你在最艰难的时候
In most difficult difficulties, you have to proclaim the word of God. You cut the straight and centered in Christ. And Jesus is indeed the Lord. This is our testimony. You have to keep this testimony.
Paul, he
himself,
how about himself?
Paul said, now I'm poured out. And this is about the time I'm going to leave.
我们知道保罗从大马士路上见了那异象之后,
we know that Paul, from the time he saw the vision on the road to Damascus,
他就把他自己献给主当作一个祭物,
he offered himself to God as a sacrifice.
你知道他第一句话说, 主啊,
you know, the first time he said, Lord, who are you?
第二句话说, 主啊,
the second word he says, Lord, what shall I do?
那第一句话就给我们看见他把自己全部降服了。
The first word that he said, he surrendered himself completely.
他第二句的话,
the second word,
他是把他自己完全降服于主了。
The second word, he completely surrendered himself to the Lord.
我把自己献上当作活祭。
I offer myself as a living sacrifice.
我现在没有权柄管理我的行动。
I do not have authority on myself.
现在你是我的主。
Now you are my Lord.
你有什么吩咐?
What are you going to tell me?
所以保罗他自己是一个祭物。
So Paul himself is a sacrifice.
从那一天他把自己摆在祭坛上。
From that day on, he put himself on the altar.
他从来没有从那个祭坛再爬下来。
He has never left that altar.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们爬上又爬下。
We got up and we got down.
我们在下面的时候比上面的时候更多。
We stay more time down than up.
但是保罗他是一个活祭。
But Paul himself is a living sacrifice. He was on the altar all the time.
他让主来支配他。
He let the Lord arrange him.
他不是要满足他自己。
He doesn't want to satisfy himself.
他愿意被焚烧成灰。
He was willing to be burned to ashes.
他变成无有。
That he became nothing.
叫主成为万有。
So the Lord can be all.
这是保罗。
This is Paul.
不单是这样。
Not only that.
他的工作如何呢?
What about his work?
我们看见他在那工作的时候,
when he was working,
他对腓立比的教会怎么说?
He told the church at Philippi.
在腓立比第二章, 我想是十七节。
The Philippians chapter 2. Verse 17.
他在那里说,
he said,
我把你们的信心当作献上的祭物。
I take your faith as a sacrifice that I offer.
我如果被浇奠在上面的话,
if I am poured out on that,
我心里欢喜,
I'm really joy.
我与你们一同欢喜。
I will be joy with you.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
保罗他把他的工作当作一个祭物。
Paul has considered his work to be a sacrifice.
他不是把他的工作当作他的食物。
He doesn't consider his work as his food.
今天有多少的人把他的工作当作他的享受。
How many people today take his own work as his own enjoyment?
这是我的工作。
This is my work.
这是我做出来的。
This is what I did.
这是我的权利。
This is my right.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
保罗不是这样。
Not Paul is not so.
他的工作乃是一个祭物献给主的。
His work is a sacrifice offered to God.
他在工作上毫无享受。
In his work, he has no enjoyment.
他反而在工作上他吃了许多的苦。
He suffered much in his work.
只要主能得着,
what only the Lord can obtain,
他就心满意足了。
Then it satisfies him.
他说我把你们的信心当作贡献的祭物。
He said, I take your faith as a sacrifice offered to my God.
我呢,
about myself,
我愿意浇奠在上面。
I'm willing to be poured out on it.
你知道在旧约的时候,
you know, in the Old Testament time,
他们在那里献祭,
when they are making offering,
有一种的祭叫做奠祭, 或者说酒祭。
One offering is a wine offering or a pour out offering.
你看, 出埃及记二十九章。
And this is in Exodus chapter 29.
利未记二十三章。
Leviticus chapter 23.
你看见说，当人献祭的时候
，When men offer，
我就献个牛，献个羊。
An ox or a sheep.
他还要把酒浇在上面。
He has to pour wine on top.
这个叫做奠祭。
And this is the wine offering.
这个酒是代表什么呢
？And what does the wine represent?
这个酒是代表喜乐。
The wine represents joy.
今天有的人很苦闷，他要喝酒了。
And today, when some in sorrow, he wants to drink some wine.
喝了酒，他就大唱，大喊了。
And then he will shout and he will sing.
所以酒在圣经里是代表喜乐。
So the wine represents joy in the Bible.
保罗怎么说？
What did Paul say?
我说我把你们的信心当作神所悦纳的祭物。
He said, I take your faith.As a sacrifice to please the heart of God.
我呢，我像这个奠祭一样，我就浇在上面。
As to me, I'm like that wine. I'm poured out on that.
意思就是说
，is to say，
我是何等的欢喜。
I'm so joyous.
当我看见你们被主得着的时候
，when I see you obtained by God.
虽然我没有得着
，although I have obtained nothing.
但是主得着了
，but God has obtained something.
哎呀，我何等快乐！
I'm really happy.
这是我的喜乐。
This is my joy.
我是甘心乐意地浇上去。
I'm willingly pour myself.
我不是勉勉强强的。
It's not. I'm not forced to do this.
我是一个奠祭。
I am not. I'm nothing but a wine offering.
我与你们一同喜乐。
That I am can be joyful with you.
所以他写信给哥罗西教会的时候。
So when he wrote letter to the Colossians.
在第一章二十四节。
Chapter 1 verse 24.
他怎么说
？He said.
他说我今天为你们受苦我心里喜乐
He said today I suffer for you There's a joy in my heart
因为我要在我的身上
Because on my body
来补满基督为着他的身体就是他的教会完难的缺欠
I'm going to make up what is lacking of the suffering of Christ for his church.
我们的主为着教会舍弃他的自己。
Our Lord sacrificed himself for his church.
但是要这个身体完成。
So that the body can be completed.
他需要有一些的人。
He needs some people.
他愿意与基督一同劳苦。
That are willing to labor with the Lord.
他愿意要与基督一同受苦。
And he's willing to suffer with the Lord.
能把人完完全全带到主面前去。
Can bring people completely toward God.
保罗说我心里欢喜。
Paul said, I'm happy.
我这样受苦我欢喜。
And I'm happy when I suffer.
因为我要看见基督的身体完全。
Because I want to see the body of Christ completed.
他对哥林多教会说。
And he said to the Corinthian church,
我为着你们甘心乐意
and for your reason, I'm willingly,
费财费力
and willingly labor and spend.
我愿意把我自己为你们摆上
I'm willing to put forth myself for you.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
brothers, sisters,
这个就是奠祭
and this is the pour out offering.
他说我现在已经被浇点。
He said, I now have already been poured out.
我离开世界的时候到了。
And the time of my release is come.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers, sisters.
保罗一生就是像奠祭一样。
The whole life of Paul is like a pour out offering.
好像有一首诗是说
，As one hymn said,
不知饮酒，是指清酒。
He doesn't know how to drink the wine. He only know how to pour the wine.
不知流饼，只知白饼。
He doesn't want to keep any bread. He only let the bread be broken.
这个是保罗的见证。
And this is the testimony of Paul.
当这个老的战士快要离开的时候
，When this old soldier is about to leave.
他就说了这些的话。
He said these words.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters.
我们处在这个很艰难的时候。
We are in this difficult time.
我们遭遇许多的艰难。
We have many difficulties.
我们在这个地上
on this earth.
好像满身都是沧桑。
It seems we have wounded all over our bodies.
我们已经到了力不能支持的时候。
It is a time it seems that we cannot sustain ourselves.
但是我们想到我们的主就要来。
But when we think our Lord who is coming,
他的国度就要降临。
His kingdom is come.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters,
这个叫我们里面重新起来。
And this revive us from inside.
所以在教会的历史上
So in the history of church
当教会在第二第三世纪受大逼迫的时候
When in the second and third century when the church was being persecuted
他们有个口号
They had a watchword
他们彼此见面的时候
When they meet each other
他们就说
They said
Maranatha
Maranatha
主快要来了
The Lord is coming
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
我们想到主就来了
when we think our Lord is coming,
叫我里面得着力量
it gives me strength inside
来奔跑最后一段的路
to run the last course.
希伯来书告诉我们说
the book of Hebrews tells us,
他有一点点的时候
just a little time,
那要来的就要来
he who is coming will come.
他并不迟延
he will not tarry.
只是义人的应信得胜
but the righteous shall live by faith
他若退后
if he withdraw
我心里就不喜悦
I'm not pleased
我们却不是退后的人
Now, we are not withdrawn people
弟兄姊妹
dear brothers and sisters
让我们勇往直前
let us move forward with courage
让我们维持主的见证
let us keep the testimony of our Lord
让我们说
let us say
不管外面的境遇怎样
no matter what is the outside environment
耶稣是主
Jesus is Lord
保罗他用三个方法比喻来讲他的自己
Paul spoke about himself with three examples
他说那美好的仗已经打过了
he said I have fought the good fight
这个仗在原文里头乃是指着 wrestling 好像这个肉斗那个这个角力一样
in the original language this fight is actually wrestling
不是远远的在那里打仗
it is not fighting at a distance
今天打仗的人都不看见
and today in the war you don't even see your enemy
但是这里的打仗乃是面对面的
but this fight is face to face
那是在哪里角力在肉斗
it is wrestling
他说我那个仗已经打过了
He said this good fight I have fought
从他在大马士路上见主一直到这一天
From the time he saw the Lord on the way to Damascus to this day
他说我是天天冒死
He said every day I dare death
我天天我在以弗所那一地那些野兽我在那里斗搏
And I was wrestling with these animals in Ephesus
世界像野兽一样
the world is like an animal beast
保罗天天在那里在那里肉搏
Paul was wrestling with it every day
他与罪恶在那里相战
and he was wrestling with sins
不让罪恶有一点的机会
and do not give sins any chance
圣经告诉我们说不要灰心啊
the Bible tells us do not despair
你还没有与罪恶征战到流血的地步
you have not fought sins to the extentof bleeding
他与那恶魔征战
and he fought with the devil
他在在那个以弗所第六章告诉我们
in Ephesians chapter 6 he tells us
我们不是与血肉的征战
we are not fighting with blood and flesh
我们与那空中那个恶魔来征战
we are fighting with the enemy in the air
有的时候
sometimes
他也与神在那里决裂
he even is wrestling with God We thank God.
他常常是输的。
He always lose.
主总是得胜。
The Lord always won.
好像何西亚第十二章第四节所说。
As in Hosea, chapter 12, verse 4.
雅各与天使与神决裂。
Jacob was wrestling with the angel.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我们怎么打这个仗呢？
How do we fight this fight?
我们是不是因为活在神的面前？
Is it because that we live before God?
因为有审判台前的亮光。
Because of this light in the judge before the judgment seat.
叫我们不松手。
that we do not relax,
叫我们能站上。
That we can stand up.
他说，当跑的路已经跑尽了。
He said, I have run the course.
我们知道每一个信主的人。
Every believer.
你一信主之后。
After you believe in Lord.
神就把你放在一个course, 一个跑道上面。
And God put you on a race course.
并路易师母在他的写的著作里面。
And Sister Jesse Pen Lewis said,
他说我们每一个信主的人一信主，主就把我们放在跑道上面。
He said, every one of us, after we believe in the Lord, God put us on this race course.
神在我们每一个身上有一个旨意。
And God has a purpose on every one of us.
像保罗所说的。
As Paul said,
他说我不是以为自己已经得着了。
He said, I do not think I have already attained it.
他那个时候是写腓立比书的时候
and he wrote this in the Philippians.
他已经跑得很远了
and he has already run very far.
但是他说我还不是没有得着
but see he said I have not obtained it yet.
我还是在那激烈的奔跑
and I'm still running.
做什么
why?
要得着基督耶稣所以得着我的
I want to get what Lord Jesus wants to get me.
你知道主在我们每一个人身上是有旨意的。
We know that the Lord has a will in every one of us.
他要得着我们。
And he wants to get us.
但是我们有没有得着他要得着我们的呢
？But do we get something that he wants to get us?
我们有没有跑进这个道路呢
？Are we running into this course?
这个道路不容易走。
And this course is not easy.
是一个障眼的奔跑，障碍。
Oh, it is a hurdle race.
有许多的障碍在这里。
There are many hurdles.
但是我们要脱去一切的重担。
But we have to lay away any weight.
一起传染我们的罪。
And the sin that entangles us.
诚心忍耐。
And with endurance.
向着标杆直跑。
The race toward the goal.
望端于基督。
The look off and to Jesus.
不要东张西望。
Let's do not look other places.
就是单单看主。
Just gaze upon our Lord.
这样。
Then.
我们能跑进我们的道路。
And we can run our course.
他说跑进了。
And he says, I have finished the course.
到了这个时候他知道已经跑进了。
At this moment, he knows he has run the course.
他已经得着了基督，所以得着他的。
He has already got what Lord Jesus wants God in him.
他说所信的道我已经守住了。
He said, I have kept the faith.
这个道
This faith
就是 the faith.
Is the faith.
就是一次交托圣徒的正道。
And this faith is what has been delivered to the saints once and for all.
这个就是整本神的话。
And this is the word, the whole word of God.
这个就是主的见证。
And this is the testimony of the Lord.
他说我都守住了。
He says, I have kept this.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
主对腓立比教会说
The Lord tells the Philadelphian church
你没有弃绝我的名
You have not forsaken my name
也没有离弃我的道
You have not forsaken my word
他都守住了
And he has kept it
所以到了这个时候
So this point
他里面知道
He knows
他是有公义的冠冕为我存留
There's a crown of righteousness laid up for me.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们的神是公义的神
Our God is a righteous God.
如果今天我们忍耐
If today we endure,
他到了那一天与他一同作王
Then we will reign that day.
但是他说这个公义的冠冕不但是赐给他的
But he says this crown of righteousness is not only for him.
也是赐给所有爱慕主显现的人。
But to all those who love the appearance of the Lord,
弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
我们爱慕不爱慕主的显现
？Do we love the appearance of the Lord?
或者我们想到主的显现，我们就惧怕
？Or are we afraid of His appearance?
如果我们爱自己
，If we love ourselves,
如果我们贪爱世界
，If we love the world.
我们不会爱慕主的显现。
We shall not love his appearance.
那个恶的仆人说：“主来的日子还早嘞。”
The wicked servant says, "The Lord is not yet coming."
但是，一个爱主的人
，But one who loves the Lord,
他巴不得主今天就来。
He wants the Lord to come today.
教会等候主已经两千年之久。
The church has been waiting for the Lord for 2,000 years.
一代过去又一代。
One generation after another.
教会的呼声说主啊，快来。
The call of the church is, Lord, come.
圣灵在与心腹一同说，愿你快来。
The Spirit and the Bride says, come.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
今天有许多的人在地上。
Today, many people on earth,
乃是霸主迟延的人。
They delay the Lord.
如果你霸主迟延，
if you delay the Lord,
当主来的时候，
when the Lord comes,
你也赶不及了，
and you cannot catch up.
像五个愚拙的童女，
just like the five foolish virgins,
当他们来的时候，
when they come,
门已经关了，
the door is closed.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
感谢赞美神，
we thank and praise our God.
也有一些的人，
another group of people,
他们活在地上，
they live on this earth,
那是催促主回来，
to hastenThe coming of the Lord.
叫主能快一点回来。
So that our Lord can come back soon.
当主看到他们的时候，
when the Lord sees them,
主说我不能不回来。
Lord says, I cannot but come.
怕不得我们做这样的。
May we be such people.
但是保罗到了这个时候，
Paul come to this point.
虽然他还没有殉道，
although he has not been martyred yet,
但是弟兄姊妹，
but brothers and sisters,
他的灵已经上升了，
his spirit is already taken up.
我们说这是被提的灵，
we said this is the raptured spirit.
当他写这封书信的时候，
when he wrote this letter,
他的肉身还在地上，
his body is still on earth,
但是他已经在天上，
but he is with God in heaven.
虽然这样，
although so,
他还是一个人，
he is still a man.
所以还有底下的话，
so he still has these other words.
弟兄姊妹，
dear brothers and sisters,
我们不要以为说一个人属灵到一个地步，
let's not consider a man to be so spiritual,
他就没有感觉了，
that he has no feeling,
他就不是一个人了，
that he's not a man anymore.
世界上最完全的人，
the most perfect man on earth,
是我们的主，
is our Lord.
他是人，
He is a man.
是一个完全的人。
He is a perfect man.
保罗，虽然他的灵已经上升了。
Paul, although his spirit has ascended,
但是他的魂，他的身体还在地上。
But his soul, his body are still on this earth.
所以他魂里面还是有感觉的。
So he still has feeling in his soul.
他看见蒂玛离开他，叫他何等的伤心。
When he sees Demas forsaken him,It hurt his heart. Demas was serving with him. When he wrote the letter to Colossians, he mentioned Demas and Luke. In this most difficult time, whole Asia has deserted him. And this is his co-worker.Because he loved the world, he forsake him. He went to Thessalonica.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
当人在危难的时候，
when men are in difficulties,
巴不得有人能与他同在，
they want others to be with them.
这个是人的天性。
This is the natural, natural thing of man.
保罗是一个人。
Paul is a man.
当他看见蒂玛离开的时候，
when he see Demas left him,
叫他多少的伤心，
it hurts him.
不是一时的，
this is not just temporary.
蒂玛的举动不是一时的冲动，
what Demas did was not just out of emotion.
虽然他与保罗同工，
although he was co-worker with Paul,
但是恐怕在他的里面，
maybe in him,
总是偷偷有一件东西。
There is something secret.
他爱自己，
he loves himself,
过于爱主，
more than he loves the Lord.
他对主不清晰，
he does not have a pure heart toward the Lord.
到了最 考验最大的时候
in the greatest trial
他里面的光景就显出来了
the real condition inside of him is exposed
弟兄姊妹
brothers, sisters
在平常的时候都是一样的
in usual time, everything is the same
乃是当主的见证在那里受到最大考验的时候
when the testimony of the Lord is in greatest trial
谁是真正爱主跟从主的人
who is the truly faithful and following the Lord
谁是那忠心的人
who is the faithful man
谁是那清心的人
who has a pure heart for him
谁是里面隐藏其他的东西的
who is the one who has other things hidden in his own heart
到了这个时候要显出来
at this point it will be revealed
迪马不顾保罗
Demas forsaken Paul
他只顾到他的自己
He only concerned for himself
保罗他何等盼望提摩太快快的来
Paul so long for Timothy to arrive soon
在他写提摩太后书开始的时候
When he started to write the second Timothy
他说我天天纪念你的眼泪
He said daily I remember your tears
我们不知道这是指着什么说的
We don't know what he's referring to
可能保罗与他最后一次分手的时候
Maybe the last time when Paul left him
提摩太流泪
Timothy wept
保罗一直记得这件事
And Paul remembered this
现在他盼望提摩太赶快来
Now Paul hoped that Timothy would arrive soon
在他还没有离世之前能最后再见一面
Before he leaves the world he likes to see Timothy once more
我们在历史上不知道
In history we cannot tell
究竟提摩太赶得到赶不到
Whether Timothy indeed arrived there
但是这里给我们看见保罗还是一个人
But here, it shows us that Paul is but a man.
弟兄姊妹,
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们也是如此。
We are the same.
我们的灵可以上升。
Our spirit can rise up.
但是我们的魂可以伤痛。
But our soul can be hurt.
不但这样,
Not only that,
他身体也有需要。
He has need in his body.
可能他被捕的时候
Maybe when he was in captive
我不知道是不是在特鲁亚被捕的
I don't know whether he was captured in Troia
可能是
Maybe
因为被捕的时候那种光景是多紧张的
Because that when he was captured he must be captured in a turmoil
所以连他那一件外衣他都没有带
So he didn't even bring the coat
他关在那个地牢的里面
So he was put in prison down under the earth.
又潮湿又黑暗。
It's damp, it's dark.
现在冬天快要来到。
Winter is coming.
他就感觉他身体的需要。
He feels cold.
他说你把那件外衣也带来。
He said, bring me the coat.
不但这样。
Not only that.
他说你把那些书卷都带来。
He brings me the book.
特别是那些皮卷。
Especially the parchments.
虽然到这最后的时候。
And although this is the last hours.
保罗还在那里追求主。
Paul still pursued the Lord.
他在那里读主的话。
He still wants to read the word of God.
他不但读主的话。
Not only to read the word of God.
他也参考其他的东西。
He also look into other commentaries.
你看他对主的追求一直到死。
You see, his pursuit to God is so continued until death.
这个给我们多少的激励?
This gives us encouragement.
他说当我初次分数的时候,
He says, I at my first defense,
没有一个人为我作见。
No man stood with me.
就是说,
He was saying,
没有一个人肯出来来见证说保罗是一个好人。
Nobody is willing to stand up to say that Paul is a good man.
大家都保存自己
Everybody preserves himself
让保罗一个人站在那里
Let Paul stand there alone
但是他说主站在我的旁边
But Paul said that God is with me
他给我力量。
The Lord stood with me and gave me power.
把我大的福音传出来。
That we can, that I can proclaim His gospel.
这好像在《使徒行传》二十六章的光景。
This seems to be the condition, the scene of Acts chapter 26.
亚基伯王给他机会为自己分数。
King Agrippa gave him chance to defend himself.
但是他没有为自己分数。
But Paul did not defend himself.
他为主主的见证来分数。
He defended the testimony of the Lord.
所以当他站在该撒面前的时候。
So when he was standing before Caesar,
他也没有为自己分数。
He did not defend himself.
他用这个机会来为主做见证。
And he used this opportunity to testify to the Lord.
他说感谢主。
He said, well, I thank the Lord.
他救我脱离狮子的口。
He delivered me from the mouth of lion.
主也必救我脱离猪般的凶恶，也必救我进他的天国。
The Lord shall deliver me from every wicked work and shall preserve me for his heavenly kingdom.
保罗他并不盼望能逃出这个死。
Paul did not expect to flee from this death.
他知道他历史里说到了。
He knows that this is the hour of his death.
但是他知道主要救他脱离诸般的凶恶。
But he knows the Lord shall deliver him from every wicked work.
并且能把他救到天国的里面去。
Shall save him unto the heavenly kingdom.
你知道这天国这个名词。
Do you know this heavenly kingdom, this term?
在全部的新约里头。
In the whole New Testament.
除了马太福音之外。
Besides in the Matthew's gospel.
这是唯一的地方。
This is the only place.
到了这个时候他所看的。
At this point, what he sees is the heavenly kingdom.
他快要离开地上的国。
He is about to leave the kingdom on earth.
但是诸天的国已经在望。
But the kingdom of heavens is at sight.
当他想到这里的时候。
When he is thinking of this,
他不能不敬拜。
He worshiped God.
他在那里说。
He said,
愿荣耀归给他，直到永永远远。Amen.
Glory to him.For the ages of ages, Amen.
一切都是他的荣耀。
All is His glory.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
我们在这一个快要寻到保罗的身上。
At this point, the things, what we can see from Paul that is about to be martyred,
不是保罗。
It is not Paul.
我们看见基督。
We see Christ.
我们看见荣耀。
We see glory.
把得胜的荣耀充满全地。
Let the glory of God prevail on earth, fill the whole earth,
直到永永远远。
Until the ages and ages.
Amen.
Amen. Let's pray. Our Lord, you are the glory.
我们愿意你的荣耀充满全地。
We want your glory to fill the whole earth.
我们愿意你的荣耀在我们身上彰显。
We want your glory to be manifested from us.
我们愿意有一天你的荣耀铺满全地。
We want that one day your glory shall cover the whole earth.
因为国度、荣耀、权柄都是你的。
Because kingdom, power, and glory are yours.
直到永永远远
For ages and ages.
Amen.
Amen.